Today's reading starts in Micah chapter 6, verse 1. Micah 6, verse 1. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the indictment of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has an indictment against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? The voice of the Lord cries to the city, and its sound wisdom to fear your name. Hear of the rod and of him who appointed it. Can I forget any longer the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is accursed? Shall I acquit the man with wicked scales, and with a bag of deceitful weights? Your rich men are full of violence, your inhabitants speak lies, and their tongues deceitful in their mouth. Therefore I strike you with a grievous blow, making you desolate because of your sins. You shall eat, but not be satisfied, and there shall be hunger within you. You shall put away, but not preserve, and what you preserve I will give to the sword. You shall sow, but not reap. You shall tread olives, but not anoint yourselves with oil. You shall tread grapes, but not drink wine. For you have kept the statutes of Omri, and all the works of the house of Ahab, and you have walked in their counsels, that I may give you a desolation, and your inhabitants is a hissing. So you shall bear the scorn of my people. This was a short reading for today, and I'm sure some of it seemed familiar, verses that we've quoted in times past, not to mention the fact that this indictment that the Lord has against his people is one that we've read through other prophets. But here in chapter 6, the prophet uses legal language to picture sort of a courtroom scene. In a sense, it represents God's accusations, his indictments against Israel, and his innocence in the matter. There is no blame that could be laid at the feet of God. It's not his fault that the people have gone astray. And so he tells them, plead your case. Let the hills or even creation itself hear your voice. But he's going to expect them to hear the indictment of the Lord as well. So that's kind of the courtroom scene, that creation becomes the court and seeing what the Lord has done for his people, and yet they have not been faithful. And so he asks, what did I ever do to you? What did I do that wearied you? Answer me. And he says, I brought you up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. I've done good to you. I have fulfilled my promises to you. He says, I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. So I sent leadership for you. And they shared with you what the commandments were. They shared with you what my expectations were. And they told you what would happen if you remained faithful. And they told you what would happen if you fell away. You did not remain faithful. Then he mentions Balak. And you can read about this instance in Numbers chapter 22 through 24. He was very concerned about the numbers of the Israelites as well as what they had done to the Amorites. He formed an alliance against them, hoping that by teaming up with someone else that they would be able to overcome them. But then they go to see Balaam, and he wanted Balaam to come and curse them. So that's the setting here, and he says, remember what Balak devised and what Balaam answered him. I encourage you to go back and read that story so that you see what happened there if you don't remember. But verse 6 through 8 is an important passage and one we're probably familiar with. You know, with what shall I come before the Lord? What would be a offering that would be fit coming before the Lord? Would it be burnt offerings of calves a year old? Would it be thousands of rams, 10,000s of rivers of oil, even their firstborn? He says, no, God has already told you what is good and acceptable to him, and that is to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. But they didn't do that. And so the rest of the chapter, again, is this indictment against them. And he says, you know, can I forget these things? Can I acquit people that do injustice, that take advantage of others, that don't follow my will, that go out and speak lies, and they're deceitful, and they're full of violence, and their tongue is deceitful? No, he can't overlook those things. And because of those things, verse 13, I strike you with a grievous blow, making you desolate because of your sins. That is the indictment against the people, because of your sins. Just this past Sunday, we talked about the fact that you've got to own up to the fact that you have sinned before you can truly repent and take advantage of the grace of God. It was the same for them. They needed to own up to their sins and repent so that they could be forgiven, but they weren't willing to do that, and so this grievous blow was going to come upon them. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.